Dental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And if you're not welcoming back, it's because we've already been here for an hour. And we want to remind you that we start here from 6 o'clock in the morning, starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And Tom's with us. And we are so excited. We've got Gina Peters in our studio. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. How are you?
Good. We mentioned you in our earlier show. And, of course, Gina is here to talk about the second annual Bridging the Gaps of Hope Gala, and we're going to find out a little bit more about her journey. We've got lots of stuff to give away. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and of course, we got lots of stuff that we're going to give away. Tom, you want to talk about all those?
Great stuff for the 7 o'clock hour, starting with the restaurants. Veggie Grill, everybody's raving about that. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, also Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a lot of fun there. All the way through the 31st of this month, that would be Halloween. We have the Halloween Haunt Dead Zone, 805 at Halloween Planet in Ventura. Got tickets for that. And we also do the Taste of Ojai. Always fun to go to Ojai, 2 to 5 o'clock at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. We have heard good things.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Oh, and it's such a beautiful property. I mean, it's beautiful up there.
It is. And it's kind of like you're just in a resort. It's
I love it.
Anyways, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Find out more about our newsletter. We'll get that in your hand. It goes out every week. You find out about every event that we're talking about, every event that's coming up. And not only that, you can log on to all of their websites to find out more. But not only that, it's very informative.
And we do a little blogging to learn a little bit about us. But make sure you hashtag the Kim, hashtag Kim Pagano Show, so that we can follow you, see what you've got going on, and you can see where we're going to be.
There you go. And where are we going to be this morning?
Well, I am headed off to the to the Hyatt Westlake Plaza Hotel for the home show and also the food truck festival that's going to be there. It's the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and RV Show at the Hyatt Westlake Plaza. It's going to be a great event. If you're looking to see what's going on in the remodeling business or you're thinking about doing something, come check us out. Make sure you stop by the Kim Pagano Show booth. And also, there are going to be some food trucks out there.
There you go. And I will be there later in the afternoon and also tomorrow. But in the morning, I'm going to be joining the American Cancer Society, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And that's over at the Ventura Harbor, and that's the Harbor Cove Beach. And registration is starting at 8 o'clock. It's a 5K, and the walk begins at 9. Come over there. Make a difference with us, you know, and really help fight this. We did it over in Thousand Oaks. We had so much fun.
It was so much fun, and there were so many great people out there. I didn't know some of the specialists that are right here in the 805. So that's it's very informative as well.
There you go. And Adventure of Bundt Cakes is going to be joining.
Nothing Bundt
Cakes is going to be coming out and giving us some goodies out there. And I'm so excited that they're going to be a part of it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to get all of your calls. We want to hear from everyone. And, of course, also tomorrow we've got the Dream Cuisine, and that is at 5 o'clock, and that's their 6th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. It's going to be so much fun. It's right off of Royal, and I've got a pair of tickets for somebody right now. Call 805-419-0008. All right. Gina is here, and we're going to be also talking with Cliff about the Simi Valley Dream Cuisine. But we're going to find out a little bit about your journey, and we're so glad that you are here with us. And, you know, we want to find out about the gala.
Excellent. I'm happy to talk about it. I'm thrilled to talk about it.
There you go. I just wanted a little closer so we could hear
okay.
you. There you go. All right. So tell us a little bit about how did you start this, who you are, why you started it. So many questions, but you're making such an amazing difference.
Thanks, Kim. You know, first, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to come and talk about special needs and to help bring awareness to the general population. So I started this organization. I founded it in 2011. However, I started a long time ago when my son was about 3. And during my journey with my son, I realized there were so many parents that needed resources, that needed information, and the struggles that parents were having. So I just started to really just decide to put information on a website. I started at that point and decided it needed to be more. You know, I needed to create a foundation. There were so many families that were struggling financially and providing interventions and treatments for their kiddos that I needed to create something bigger.
So Gina, what does your organization do for them? How does it help them?
So I started in the beginning with resources. So really in Ventura County, our website has mass amount of resources on it. Anything from advocacy to people that cut your children's hair, to recreation, social skills group, therapists. There's just so much information on the website. And it's not specific to a diagnosis. I think that was my main goal in creating the website and the foundation. There are a lot of different organizations that are specific to a certain diagnosis, but sometimes children don't fall into that specific category, or sometimes they have a multitude of disabilities, and so they really then don't have a place to go. So I wanted to create a place and an environment where all parents felt embraced and all children could be supported that have developmental disabilities. So for Center for Special Needs, we provide the resources. We do a mom's night out and a dad's night out that's facilitated by Melissa and Jack Bernstein. They've been doing it long before Center for Special Needs started, and we've collaborated with them, and they've continued to do it through Center for Special Needs. And then Erin Bell runs a mom's coffee every month. And the purpose of the mom's night out and the dad's night out and the mom's coffee is it's not necessarily a support group, although you receive lots of support there. It's a place for parents to go that their children have a variety of special needs, for them to get information, for them not to feel alone, and sometimes just get direction on where to go and what to do.
I think we all need that.
Absolutely.
I really think everybody needs a night out. You know, my daughter just had twins, and the other day it was like one of those days where you just keep chasing your tail, you know? And with two babies, it's just a lot of work. And so by the end of the day, she's like, I can't do it. You know, it's like you have your meltdown, you know. And so I took her for a massage. You know, it's just you need a break.
Right.
And I love that what that offers. You
and
know?
Your grandkids are beautiful, by
thank
the way.
Thank you. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and The Brighter Side of the 805. And we're talking about actually bridging the gap for hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your next gala.
It is.
Tell us, first of all, and we're going to come back to that, but when is that and where is that?
So it's November 5th. Mm-hmm. It's our second annual gala. It's at the Moorpark Country Club. We're really excited. Last year, it was a really wonderful event. It was our first endeavor. And really, the purpose of it is to help fulfill that part of our mission. So in my journey with my son, I realize there's so many families, and I'd like to talk about that some more, that are not able to access services and don't have the resources to provide therapies and interventions for their kiddos. And so that really weighed heavy on my heart as a parent, because, you know, when you have a child that is not developing quote-unquote normally, typically, and that has a lot of deficits and challenges, it requires professional intervention. And if you are not qualified to receive governmental support, so we have an agency called the Regional Center. It's in every single county in the state of California. They are a great agency, but they're not the be-all, end-all. So they can't help everyone, and even the children that they do help, they don't help to the full capacity of what they need. So, for example, if you have a child with autism, that is one of the diagnoses that they cover and that you can qualify for services. However, you have to meet a criteria. And I don't mean a financial criteria for the parents. I mean the children have to meet a criteria. So they might not be quote-unquote autistic enough to receive services, but that doesn't mean they don't need interventions.
Wow, that's hard.
Well, then it leaves the parents feeling very hopeless. And then you think, okay, well, insurance will cover those type of services. Not necessarily. If you have a self-funded plan, if you have a governmental plan, most of the time, generally, they do not cover any of those services. If you happen to have a PPO, they might cover, let's say your child needs speech, which is one of the many therapies that a child with a developmental disability needs. Maybe they cover 10 sessions a year. Hmm. Well, that doesn't really do much, right. You know?
So the Center for Special Needs, is that when you maybe, just so all of our listeners understand, if you are given a diagnosis, and so you're given this information by your pediatrician or your medical professional, you could go to the Center for Special Needs and say, okay, where do I start? How do I get from point A to point B and figure out the best plan for my child?
Definitely. I mean, we have parents that call on a weekly basis saying, you know, I have this information, now where do I go and what do I do? And so definitely I'm there to provide some direction and to help them find the resources and the clinicians that can help provide the therapies that have been recommended, you know, or even just some support, some emotional support as far as for themselves, for their siblings. There's a lot of providers in our community that provide all different types of services. But then we have the matter of accessing those services, and that's where we're trying to come in to help families with co-pays, help families with, you know, in the future our goal is, as a grassroots organization, we're starting with the funding. And so our goal then is to provide programs and the funding for the actual interventions, you know, so that's our things in the work with the gala.
Okay.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
You started this as a single mom, I have to say,
yeah,
right?
I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
It's such a huge undertaking. I would relate it to a job when you mm-hmm. find out your child has, because you'll do anything for your child. And of course, all the things that are available are not perfect, but there's probably a lot more out there than any of us know. Mm-hmm. And you just need somebody to sort of help you navigate it.
Well, and definitely in that aspect, but then also imagine, I always try to relate it like this. If you have a typical child, you don't really have an understanding of what that means. So a small example that's really easy for me to explain is when my son was growing, when he was developing, you know, you think as a mom, you're going to teach your child the ABCs, you know, so you would sing the song. Well, that was not okay for my son. He would tell me to stop or hit me because he didn't like singing. He didn't like music at the time. So then you think, oh, well, you put the magnets on the refrigerator, or you put the write it on a chalkboard, or I tried shaving cream in the tub, or I tried the things. So none of those things worked. I could not.
And then where do you go, right? Where do you go? And that's where
exactly.
Your support team kind of comes in, because you have other people. It's kind of like my women's group that I started, is if something's already helped you through your journey, why not share it?
Share it with
right?
someone else.
You know, we need to take a really quick, will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. 800-878-0008. I'd love to give away some a couple gift certificates to Veggie Grill. And
I love Veggie Grill.
I know,
it's
she told me that you went in there, and I'm like, I know. Every time I go in there, I'm like, okay, surprise me with something new, you know, and it's always good.
Everything is delicious. The cauliflower is like that's corn chicken.
I know.
Corn on the
have
cob.
You ever been there?
I have.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
So yummy.
Anyways, all right, we've got a pair of gift certificates to the Veggie Grill. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much for joining us. This is our second hour. We've been here since 6 a.m., and we are doing a great job this morning. We are here with Gina Peters for the Center for Special Needs. Bridging for the Gaps of Hope Gala is what she's going to tell us about next. And we want to find out all of the details. How can we get tickets to this great event?
Definitely. Go to our website. It's on our website. You also can follow us on Facebook. There's always information on Facebook. Our website is centerforspecialneeds.org with the number 4. So we have under our events page, Bridging the Gaps of Hope Gala, which is November 5th at the Moore Park Country Club. You can buy your tickets online. You can stop by our office. You can mail us a check. We
support. Yeah, that's absolutely what it's all about. Yeah. And again, Gina, you've done such a great job, and really of just starting this, you know, and it's your life, and you found support for yourself, and now you're helping others get support. Tell us, what is the biggest lesson that you've had to learn in your life? With your son and you, I know.
So that could almost make me cry, Kim.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, yeah.
You know, I would have to say accepting the fact that I'm not the mom that I thought I was going to be, and that it's definitely a different journey than I expected. So accepting the things and kind of grieving over the things that my son is not able to do. Mm-hmm. He has done a lot, and he has had a lot of progression. And that, frankly, is because of the interventions and treatments and the supports I've had from professionals, which is why I'm doing the gala and why I started Center for Special Needs. But that's tough, because that is definitely, I think, the grieving process of what is not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know,
well, have a plan, and then all of a sudden your plan is changed, and
right.
Not by your choice.
Definitely. And you know, there's a lot of children that are, you know, my son is very high functioning, so my son has a lot of capabilities. And there are a lot of families and a lot of children that their deficits are much more significant, and their journey is a lot harder, you know. So I don't know what that's like. I have a small taste of that, but definitely It's been a very different journey than I thought it was going to be as a parent, and a lot of struggles. We've gone through times of significant crisis where my kiddo needed to be hospitalized at UCLA because of, just being in crisis, and very difficult times. And I have to say, in the beginning of my journey with him, where he's at today, I never thought he would be.
Wow.
So
kudos to you.
That is well into the professionals,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. But, you know, life is kind of a mystery. Life is really a mystery. I mean, sometimes you get married and you think it's happily ever after. That doesn't always work out. Life doesn't, it's just a journey. And the biggest thing is that you are sharing your journey with other families that are going through this, and that's what it's all about, finding strength. And so if I could ask you, who is like your biggest supporter that has helped you make it easier in your life?
Definitely my parents.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, they have embraced my son, and not always easily. You know, they definitely, the idea of being a grandparent and what that looks like, you know, it's their first grandchild, and really then the demands and the selflessness that has had to come from that. You know, just a small example, one time we took my son to Disneyland. You think you're going to go to Disneyland, it's going to be great, and my son was done in an hour.
You know what though, even like the most, what I actually, this will be my next question, but your typical kid could go to Disneyland, and how many kids do you see crying there? Mm-hmm. And you've spent all this money.
Do you know what's so funny that you're saying this? My husband.
So true.
So my daughter has the twins, right? And my daughter's like, to my husband and I, Dad, we can't wait to take them. And he is like, I don't want to go. He doesn't like it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, he's like, it's not for babies. I don't even understand why people bring babies there, right? It's really for, you know, maybe by the time you can understand, maybe
I would
say
like
8 or 9 or something.
Like 5.
Yeah.
Probably like
maybe,
good, yeah,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
When you start to watch the movies. But I have a question for you, Gina, and I said that when you're talking to somebody and you don't want to say, well, what's wrong with your child? Because I think that's inappropriate, but I'm going to say that so I can get my point across to my question. How do you say to somebody, what is your child's, I don't know if it's appropriate to say disability. What is their issue? How do you navigate those terms?
What a great question. Yeah.
Well, I have to say first that everyone is different in the response. You could say to me, you know, what's wrong with your child? And I would not be offended. However, I think that might be offensive to a lot of people. Even you saying to someone, what's your child's disability? That could even be offensive to someone.
Yes.
So it really depends on the person and how sensitive the person is. I would only say to ask that question if the parent has been speaking to you already about the difficulties that the challenges the child has had. And then I would say, my question would be, well, do they have a diagnosis? Do they have a medical diagnosis?
Okay. That would
I would never, just for anyone, I would never say to someone not in a conversation.
What's wrong with your kid? Kind of is what you're right.
People say, they talk as if you already know, and you don't want to be rude and say, "Well, what's wrong with them?"
Right.
But
I would say,
does
your child have a diagnosis? You know, does your child have a diagnosis? That's how.
What about just having compassion? What about just saying, "Wow, you know what?" Brings tears to my eyes.
That must be tough.
Yeah, and you're doing an amazing job, and I.
Not
just watching with, you know, but yeah, because our, you know, we get tempted.
But
you
always have to remember, they don't know that there's someone better down the street. And someone told that to me when I have kids, and neither of my children have a diagnosis. But I think that's very important to remember as a parent, that they are not holding you to the same standard you're holding yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
That
well,
is very true.
You know, and the reason I want to, you know, work with you and be a sponsor in this is I lost a baby to hydrocephalus. And I, you know, as I'm speaking right now, this last week, one of my daughter's friends was pregnant all the way until the last 2 days and her baby passed away.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, life happens. I learned that really early on. I was really young. Ended up divorced because of it.
Right.
A lot of divorce.
Ditto.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like, you know, talking about having whole foods here. I was like, I didn't eat ketchup. I didn't eat, you know what I mean? I never did drugs. I didn't. You kind of like, you second guess your whole life and what you did. And there's no, it's kind of just your journey. It's the the luck of the, you know, life, right?
Well, and the thing is that unless you've been through something, there's no way for you to understand and be compassionate for someone else who's going through it. So I think for myself, you know, as challenging as life has been and how I've grieved what life could have been, you know, I tell my son constantly that, you know, you're the reason why I started the organization. And when people talk and they talk about how, when parents call and they talk about how they're struggling or the crisis or where do they do this or how did they get that or they're just being able to survive the day, or I can relate, I can understand, I can have empathy, I can help provide an ear, but also some resources and direction, and then soon some finances to be able to support them. So, I mean, unless you've been through something, you really can't relate. So for you, even though in the moment and in the, it's a hardship and very difficult, that can be used to help someone else, you know?
And I agree with you, Kim. It's compassion. I have a friend who has a daughter who's autistic, and I know her, but we're not super, super great friends. And they were coming over, and I wanted to make sure that I have noticed that her daughter has an iPad, and that's definitely what she does when things are crazy. And I didn't kind of know what to say, but I said, you know, I have lots of different places in my house, so if she needs somewhere to go to be quiet amongst all the chaos, I will be fine finding a place like that. But I think you have to be compassionate and tell the people what you can do to help them so that they're more comfortable.
And I think so many people are afraid to ask. And I think what you can do is just say, you know, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you? If you see someone in a grocery store,
I was
or
just
going to
say, that's where I was going, is, you know, how you see and the kids are screaming at them and it's like, oh my God, they're so mortified. They're so embarrassed. And you walk by and you go, you know what? Honestly, you know what, you're doing a great job and I don't think anything of you. This is so, you know, it's, I never used to be like that until it happened to me, you know, and now it just, it's kind of like it opened my eyes to a different.
My son had an out of body experience at Trader Joe's one time because he wanted the Jelly Belly, that big, huge box. I mean, huge screaming fit. And one of my friends walked by and she said really loud, "Oh my gosh, you're such a horrible mother." Like she was kidding because she was making light of the situation. I can't believe you wouldn't buy that for him because people were staring at me. I couldn't get him to leave the store because he was racing around. It was horrible.
So take that situation.
And intensify it.
Intensify it. And then throughout your life, that's what, you know, that's what's going on in these families' lives, right?
Well, and the kids are struggling. I mean, you have to, sometimes I think about, you know, I always think about my son and how he feels, but I also think about myself in the process going, you know, sometimes this really sucks. I mean, I love my kid, but it really sucks. But then I think, okay, how does that feel for him today? You know, I mean, so,
you
know.
Does he go to school?
You know, I homeschool.
Okay. Wow. Odd of you. I have to say, you know.
It's because I'm insane. But it was just needed. It was really emotionally, it just wasn't working for him. And, you know, when you think about school, it is about education, but it's also about social and emotional. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really impacting my son in a very negative way.
You know, you have to keep looking at those kind of things.
You have to be your child's biggest advocate as well, and you know what's right for them.
Tom, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that they put your son in the back of the room, right, and that helped him. It's the little things that we, you know, I mean, you awe your teachers if they notice something, right?
Yeah, and it worked really well for him because he's had his ups and downs in school, certainly, and now we found a good place for him, and he enjoys it, and he loves it. So we're back.
There you go. I know, and that's what, it's kind of like a journey, you know? And Gina, I just have to applaud you for what you do and what you're doing for others. And, you know, I just think that's so much support. And you know, when we're having our hard times, sometimes we have to reach out because it makes our times a little bit easier.
For sure. And, you know, I don't do this alone. I just want to say that, you know, as an organization, I have an amazing board, and we've had board members in the past that have helped us along the way, our current board members. I have tons of volunteers that come in and interns that there's no way I could do what I'm doing by myself.
Well, it just goes to my saying, many hands make little work, and, you know, and that's really what we keep doing.
And the gala, we're so excited for it. Thank you. Are we going to see there? I heard that you have some celebrities that might be stopping
by.
We
do have some celebrities that are going to be stopping by. We've got, I should have brought that list with me. I just read it over again today.
Well, you know what we'll do? It's posted on my Facebook.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's on our calendar and it's in all of our newsletters. Check this out. If you have the night open and you could be a part of this, even if you don't have the night, just, you know, support it in some way of, you know, just showing that you care, that these families are having a tough time and they need your support.
Definitely, definitely support us. Make a donation, you know, go online and make a donation. You can do that on the Eventbrite where we have our ticket sales. We do have a celebrity all-star band on top of other celebrities that are coming, so you need to check that out as well on Facebook and the website. That's going to be amazing. And with our amazing celebrity all-star band, we've got one kiddo in the community that will be singing. Miranda Bernstein will be singing with the band.
Oh, how fun.
And then we've got a group, Ballet for All Kids. And so they're going to be doing a performance for us. And last year they did, and there was not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, God, I'm bringing my tissues. Okay, yeah.
So it was, that was really, really amazing.
Wow, I love it. Again, thank you so much for what you do. And give out the date and the website. And I know you wanted to talk about one more thing.
Yeah, so the gala, it's Bridging the Gaps of Hope. It's on Thursday, November 5th at the Moore Park Country Club. You can go to our website at centerforspecialneeds.org to purchase your tickets. We also have another workshop that's coming up. This is by Encore. So we held it in September. We also held it last year. It's such an important workshop. We had to hold another one this month because we were maxed out capacity. We had a wait list. It's called the ABCs of Special Needs Planning Made Easy. And it really is... It's so important if you have a child with special needs to understand what it means to have a special needs trust and about income to the child, about their governmental benefits, about the difference. Most people don't understand the difference when you have a child with special needs, the difference between having power of attorney, guardianship, and conservatorship. It's really important that these things are taken care of before the child turns 18. But even after, we had several families that came that their children were over 18 years old, they're still able to make the trusts and work on those items. But it's really good to have these things in place before the child's 18. It's a meat and potatoes kind of workshop. It's not surface. So there's
a lot of info. The date for that?
It's Wednesday, October 28th. And again, they can email us or look on our website. We've got the events on our website, also on our Facebook page.
Okay, great. Thank you so much again, Gina, for being here, sharing all this. All this information is on your website,
yes.
Right? Give that website out.
It's centerforspecialneeds.org, and it's the number 4.
There you go.
And Kim, thank you so much for having me and for sponsoring our event.
You got it.
Really appreciate your support very much.
I am so glad that I am a part of this, and I really believe that you're doing an amazing job.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Simi Valley Dream Cuisine and much more. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I have some gift certificates to Rubio's.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Rubio's
too.
Fresh Mexican Grill. And I'm telling you, these are all your favorites.
I know.
I
love to eat lunch.
She's a foodie.
I'm a foodie too. I'm right there. I tell you. Anyways, call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. That's a tough, that's really hard.
It is. You know, hats off to all of those parents out there that are having to navigate that with a child that has a special diagnosis, because that's not easy, and it's every day.
I know. And not only that is, you know, sometimes for men, it's hard because they want to fix it. And, you know,
right, you
I mean,
can't.
That's
you
what happened
to.
In my marriage. And you can't fix it. It's mm-hmm. like, it's almost like patience. It's like God telling you, you have to have patience, right?
I believe you can fix it.
Do you?
I absolutely do.
Well,
yeah, I think we've been hit with too much medicine
well,
this, medicine that.
It depends
I
on what.
I think we absolutely, with good love and good help and good work and properly directed, I think you absolutely can fix it. And I think we've gotten into this circle and cycle of non-fix where we just say, that's the way he is, so we just have to deal with it rather than actually try to fix it.
It's a hard one, and I think you change your idea of normal.
And I think that's a great point, because I tell you, my kid, he ain't normal. You know,
we all have our, you know, I mean, I got four of them. Trust me.
I'm not normal.
Yeah. We already know that.
Yeah, but like just an example of how Cole is hyper in his brain. We will go mess around, play around, do stuff. We'll go play hockey. They'll do dry land. They'll do the whole thing. And the parents will say, oh, when the kids get home, they're going to be sleeping. And I say, oh, no.
Not cold.
Oh, no. We're going to get home at 9:30 after 3 hours of hockey. And I mean, this
is.
And
he's got energy like that.
Hey, let's get a movie. I say, Cole, it's Wednesday. And
let's
he'll just look at it. Let's get a movie.
He's
hey,
gonna
Dad,
have
let's
like
go
that.
To Redbox. And this
That's
is after
awesome.
Hour or half of he's. He's got that bing.
Yeah, I've got lounge lizards.
Yeah.
You know, mine are like, they're
lounge
very lizards.
Yeah.
But again, you deal with
Absolutely.
That and you deal with each one and you like, you know, who are we talking to? You got four.
I know.
And you've seen your kids are all alike, right?
Not even. Yeah. I remember close. With my youngest son, no lie. Okay. If I said, you know, hurry up and get dressed, that he would just shut down. Okay, so I'd be like, you can wear this outfit or this outfit. And he'd go, okay, that one. And my mm-hmm. husband's like, you have to get his outfit, like, if you want him to
right.
get, you know. So I learned, like, things that would work. We'd be all ready, and everybody would be, you know, pretty much out the door. And he'd be like, I'm not going to go. I don't really, you know. And you're like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? And so I had to learn to do that. And you really kind of, you know.
Different way for the different kid.
Absolutely.
But that's rather than smacking them and dragging them into the car,
no.
you just think. And,
oh,
and like,
absolutely,
again,
you
I'm
can't.
Preaching to the choir. But you just feel, what is the way? And it's not that you're giving in.
It's finding
it's
a solution.
It's saying, oh, exactly.
And it's for the good of everyone in the home, too, that I think that you have to learn to do that, because people are different.
Yeah, if the kid's screaming for jelly beans, you cut it off right there. But there's
got
to be another way. But and I get what everybody's saying, but I do think that we can fix things. It's like you say, you pay attention, you see what works. And everything will be all
well,
right.
Well, I think that's probably a different way of parenting as opposed mm-hmm. to like when our parents or even our grandparents, it was like, this is the way it is and you do it this way. I think that's where we have come a long way to say, well, you know, that's not how everybody works.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, my parents look at it and they're like, you know, why do you let your kids tell their feelings? You know what I mean? Because when we were kids, it was just the way my dad said it had to be done, and that was it. There was mm-hmm. no, we don't talk about it. We don't discuss it. You're either going and you get in the car or, you know.
And long term, that's probably not the best. So we're kind of,
we're
more
like,
open to, you know, well, tell me why.
And that's the other, I'll say, explain that. And how do you think that's going to go and what do you think then? And as long as you walk through it, next thing you know, you have the outcome that you want.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and it's about working with it, you know, and you got to listen to their feelings. Like Gina was saying, is how are they feeling? Because, it, you know, if they're not comfortable in their own skin or they're walking into a class 24/7, all these different activities, and they don't really want to be there. I mean, I remember my kids going to, you know, for religious school, and my older son said, Mom, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, why? Because I feel invisible. And I was like, okay, I had to listen to that. And I was like, okay, we'll do something else then. We're just going to make sure that you know what our religion is and respect it. But I'm not going to make him go to somewhere that he feels, you know.
Tell him, say, well, God's invisible too.
There you go. I love it. Well, we got off on a little tangent here, but I didn't start off with our little positive thought. But you could make a wish or you could make it happen. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about right there. I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show. And that is right here. Our first guest is Nelson Cooper, and we're going to be talking about the Halloween haunt.
Oh, I'm so my kids are like kind of getting old enough for all that. I'm super excited.
There you go. And we are going to be talking about the Chicken Pea Flour Cookbook, correct? And we are also going to be talking about,
and chickpeas are amazing. What you can do with them. This is a great way to take to improve the health of your diet.
There you go. That's something I could probably mm-hmm. eat right there. Also, Steampunk Fest, and we've got Gary coming on for that. So we're going to talk about all 3 of those things, and of course we've got tickets. So of course you definitely tune in and share our time with this at 2 to 3 right here on 1590 KVTA. Also. Tune into our podcast, and you can tune in and hear all of our shows there an hour after we play here.
Absolutely, and don't forget to hashtag the Kim Pagano Show so we can find out what you're doing, and you can keep track of us on the 805 because we know we're busy today.
I know, and tomorrow, and then of course tonight we're going to be at Hope's Haven. And
so nice.
Another great event, and that's for, just really helping out kids that their kids are actually helping out really the families, because when your kids are ill, it's like you don't even realize how much it costs to have, just the parking for the hospitals.
The gas to go back and forth,
yeah,
meals for your family that you've had to leave at home. That now needs something to eat. And that is one great thing about, I think, our communities is that, we can complain about this, we can complain about that, but when someone's down on their luck or they've had a tragedy, I think we all stand up and what can we do? And if you don't tell us, we'll decide.
And you know what? That's so good that you said that because, like I said, my daughter's girlfriend, her friends, the couple lost their baby. And she's like, Mom, what do I do? And she's like, I'm fine. I don't need anything. And she went over to Trader Joe's, and
Absolutely.
Picked up a bunch of stuff. And she's like, I know they love orange chicken. I know they got. So she picked all the stuff up and then she did a food plan for them. And it's not about asking what you need. It's about showing up.
Exactly. How do you want this to work? Because this is what we're doing to
yeah,
help you.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want us to leave it on the porch mm-hmm. or do you want it to, And she didn't even answer. She was like, ask my husband, I don't even care, because you're so, it's such a heartbreak. And so anyways, just be there for other people. I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the Dream Cuisine, and that is the 6th annual Simi Valley Dream Cuisine, and it's Wish Upon a Star. It starts at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be gourmet food from all the areas of the finest.
And they've been doing this for a long time, so they started the Dream Cuisines before all that foodie stuff sort of came out
yeah.
here, and they really have a great event.
It is.
They know what
yeah.
they're doing.
So they've got like 80 different vendors, and then on stage entertainment, Dale Fielder, a quartet. And anyways, I've got a couple pairs of tickets right now, so I would love to get that over to somebody. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. We're going to take a really quick break, and I want to remind everybody to get our newsletter. Call in right now at 805-419-0008 and ask for our newsletter. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and joining us on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And I want to tell you about on Sunday, October 18th. Doesn't it feel like when October comes, like everything
starts happening? Well, it is such great weather. It's sort of cooling down. Even though it's hot during the day, by 5 o'clock, it's cool in the evening. I mean, we definitely have our version of
fall weather.
Have
you been turning your air on anymore?
Yeah, I have my air on.
Yeah, I know, me too. I can't seem to get, I'm like almost done with it, but you know.
I know, but it is. But you're not swimming in the pool anymore. It's too cold for that.
About that. You know what's weird is we've been out at the ocean and it's so warm.
Well, that's because we're going to have an El Nino.
I know. I'm telling you, my husband, okay, we got paddle boards and we've been doing that a lot, but he went to jump on his, I don't know what he was thinking. It was like a raft and he fell in and we were all in the boat. It was like, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know how it popped him up? Thank God he didn't hit his head. But
I only know what you're talking about because one time I went on like a girl's adventure during the day. We went paddleboarding and one person was at a doctor's appointment. She left work to go paddleboarding. Something happened. I was looking at the name of a boat and my paddleboard went out from underneath me, but I didn't just fall in. I knocked her in the water also.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So I've been actually kayaking.
And oh, fun.
It's, yeah. So hopefully my arms are going to show.
Paddleboarding's actually pretty easy. I am not an athletic person and I can paddleboard really well.
Yeah. Kayaking is easier.
I think that's easier, fun too. I like
that. It's that core.
Uh-huh,
you know,
it is. It's your core.
Anyways, well, I want to remind everybody there's a bunch of activities that we are going to be a part of. And of course, today, this morning, if you could head over to the Ventura Harbor, and that's where I'm going to go. And we're going to be over there doing the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Lots of fun over there. It's only a 5K, but it's a great go do a Team Kim Pagano Show.
That's right.
There you go. You're going to be over.
I was going to say, unless you want to see me, and then you want to head over to the Hyatt Westlake Plaza Hotel, and where the home remodeling show and food truck event is going to be there. And that's where I'm headed after the show. And I hope anyone who's going to be there, stop by and say hello. And make sure you sign up for our newsletter when you're there.
There you go. Also, we've got the Steam. Have you ever been to this, the Steampunk Fest?
They came in, and I thought it was brand new. I have never attended that. I'm not sure if it's a new event, but I saw photos, and it is it's exotic. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, so that is going to be October 17th, and that's over at the Oxnard Center over there. And so I definitely they're going to be on our later show, so we want to definitely talk about that. Then we've got on Sunday, October 18th, if you've never done this, I love street fairs. You know,
absolutely.
There's just something, it's a little bit of music, food, arts, crafts, and fun. And that is from 9 to 4 over on Moore Park Road and Hillcrest and Wilbur. It's kind of like all right there. There's 370 vendors.
That's a huge street fair.
I know.
It's really
I'm
big.
Telling you, they sell out every year. Anyways, we're so excited to be a part of this. And, of course, that is through the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks. So if you want to find out any more information about it, just go to www. www.thousandoaksrotary.org. And the best part about it, it actually benefits 70 different causes. I love that. I love when people give back. Also, let's see. I should just go through like, you know, all the different things. The taste is coming up. If you are a business owner or you just feel like eating, you know, I'm telling you.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Thursday, October 22nd over at the Museum of Ventura, 5:30 to 8. They've got over 40 taste exhibits, and we're excited to be a part of that. General admission is 60 is pre-sale, and 70 is at the door. And definitely, and also the VIP tickets for $75. And so it's all about like tasting little bits and finding new restaurants. And
I know, because you like, you're a very small plates person.
I do.
Like
How
lots of
you,
different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I like to share.
I know. And I think because I'm
you
a,
like,
I,
you,
well,
you
I'm a big like, eater. And I think I'm actually, that's my secret, is I'm not really a sharer. I think because I didn't grow up with a sister, so I'm not really used to sharing.
Mm, that's true. You have a brother.
I have
a
brother.
So you probably had to savor your plate.
No, we always...
He had his and you had yours, yeah.
We were not sharers. Isn't that weird? Like, I just...
Yeah,
I always tell my friends it's my secret.
Ooh.
Like, I'm not really a sharer. Like, I don't really want you to try my shoes on because you might stretch them out.
I know.
You are,
isn't
like,
that
terrible?
Really? That's pretty funny.
I know.
You know, I just went to a beer pairing dinner at Mission Oaks Cafe.
I love Mission Oaks Cafe.
Oh, my God. It was so good. And it's interesting because you don't, I mean, beer is kind of something like wine. I know you like wine and I like wine, but beer, the EPA, is that what it's called?
IPA.
Is like you could really taste the difference of all
absolutely.
This stuff in it. So anyways, I've got a gift certificate right now to Mission Oaks. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. So the holidays are kind of around the corner. Are you one of those people that like to dress up?
For Halloween? You know, I do, but I kind of don't. Like, I'm kind of like, I've never really been to a big Halloween party as an adult, so I haven't had to come up with, like, a great costume like that. But I do, I decorate my house for Halloween, but I don't really do a costume per se myself.
There you go. Well, Paul Works is, I just talked with them yesterday. They've got an amazing store in the Thousand Oaks Mall, and they're having a Halloween party. And
Fun. It's
at the Halloween store. And we are going to team up on all of this stuff, and I'm so excited to be there. But it's interesting. It's like, Tom, are you a dresser? Do you like to get...
No, the kids get all into it, but I'm the pedestrian. I'm daddy in regular clothes.
See,
and I just kind
now,
of
so
follow them
around. So do you walk
around.
With them when they trick-or-treat?
Yeah.
Okay, and I like to pass out candy. Growing up, we never had trick-or-treaters.
You don't?
No, when I was growing up, we didn't.
Oh.
Like, I just lived in an area where the houses were really far apart. So I love to pass out. That's, like, my thing. I like to pass out the candy. But I always decorate my house. I have a fog machine, and I just put a fountain in the front yard, so I'm going to put dry ice on it. I love that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And the spooky music.
I just did my house this last week, and I'm all ready for those trick-or-treaters. We get lots of them.
Like, oh, do you really?
Like, busloads. Like, we have to buy 10 bags or more.
Wow, yeah, we get a lot of them. We get a lot of trick-or-treaters. So I like to pass out the candy because I think it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like a simple costume that you get together and, you know, it's like a husband and wife kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I dressed up a lot in college. I my mom made me a mermaid costume. That was the best costume. My mermaid costume, and then the flapper. I had a flapper costume another year, and I had like the long cigarillo. I loved that.
There you go. I was always the French maid.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. The French maid, or I don't know. And you know what's funny is my sons. You know, we always have like this big box of
yes.
Well, I had them all for the girls, and the school, the boys thought it was always funny to like dress up as girls, but then the school started going, kind of getting a little worried about your boys. They always are dressing up as, you know, as women, and anyways, they thought it was fun. And then their friends started copying their ideas. I was like, well, it must have been a good idea, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So, but he could have been a race car driver, but... That was with the girls. They always traded, you know?
Yeah,
traded.
They're all their stuff. Well, I think kids are a little bit free. Like, even this week, I know at, like, the local high schools, it's Spirit Week or Homecoming Week, and they dress up in all these different costumes. I think kids are freer to do. There's lots of boys wearing pink tutus for Beat Cancer today. You know, I think kids are freer to do those things than they were probably when we were younger. You didn't cross
isn't it
the
like
genders.
Real men wear pink?
That's right. Do you wear pink, Tom?
I don't look, since I'm Scottish, it doesn't work well with me.
Okay.
But it's a little redundant, as we say.
Oh, very, okay. So you'd wear a nice green instead.
There you have it. I would go with green. But all of our hockey sticks are pink.
Oh, they are right now?
Yeah, because we do that with the hockey kids. So everybody's got some sort of pink thing.
How do they spray them?
No, it's tape. You tape your sticks.
Okay, that was a blonde moment. Okay, I was like, how do you? So you just tape them? Oh,
yeah, hockey sticks are taped in different fashions, and they do pink. My wife is a breast cancer survivor, so we definitely participate.
Absolutely.
In those events.
Yeah. And that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I just wanted
October.
To remind everybody
that's a great
Rolling for Pink. It's an organization that I am a part of, and Kim has been a part of as well, and we are hosting our Drink for Pink event on Monday, October 19th at 2088 in Camarillo.
Yeah.
Come on out. Go to our website at rollingforpink.org. You can get all the details. You can register. You can sign up. You can find out all the details and join us. It's a fun night. It's, you know, casual, just, you know,
husbands or just all women?
Some people bring husbands. Some people don't. Completely depends on what you're doing. It's a very...
Are you bringing your husband?
Probably not.
Okay.
But only because of time and my boys. But it's, it's pink cocktails and fun food. It's really just a fun night out. We're not selling anything. We're not doing anything like that.
It's we just get acquainted.
Exactly.
There
so it's
go.
Fun.
I love it. All right. Another great thing. But, you know, we talked about this, your mammogram. You know, I just had mine again. Mm-hmm. You do it every year.
Get your mammogram.
Yeah. You blogged about that. And it's just, you know, it's kind of like when the kids go back to school, make sure you take care of all those things that you've been putting off. And, you know, the dermatology appointment, all those things. Make sure you're checking yourself. As parents, we always check everybody else. Make sure
especially
our families
as moms
and we
take
forget
care of
us.
Our kids. Exactly.
Yeah. So we are at the end of this show. And I'm so glad that you have all tuned in. Definitely call us at 419-0008. 419-0008. I've got some Halloween Haunt Dead Zone tickets right now, and I'd love to get those in your hands. Of course, we're at the end of our show and our moment of happiness. Life is short, and it is here to be lived. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you later.